So what you'll hear in the following guided meditation is just some very basic meditation instruction. I'll lead you through a very simple practice of presence coming into the body and cultivating a receptive mind state to experience the poem, which I will read right before the end of the meditation period. After I read the poem, we'll stay in silence, we'll allow the poem to resonate in us, and when the meditation period is over, I'll ring the bell and we'll come out of the practice. As you hear the poem, just simply let the poem come into you. Experience the poem as fully as you can. You might visualize it, you might concentrate on the sounds of the poem, but try to let the analytical mind be in the background and simply experience the poem as fully as you're able. So let's begin by finding a comfortable meditation posture, a posture that is supportive of the quality of attention and awareness. So a posture of relaxed alertness. And letting the body relax. You might let the shoulders drop and let the face be soft, let the eyes be soft. Just letting go of any obvious areas of tension. And feel just how it is to be sitting here right now, in this moment, in this body, in this space. And feeling those places of contact, of touch, your feet on the floor, your seat on the cushion, your hands on your thighs or one in the other. Just notice that quality of touch, of pressure, warmth, coolness. Feeling the weight of the body. Just dropping the awareness down and in. And then feeling the breath, just noticing the belly as it expands and contracts. We're feeling the air flowing in and out of the nostrils. And just bringing attention to this quality of breathing that supports us every moment of our lives, which we so often ignore. Really noticing, how does it feel to breathe? You might notice that the air is a little cooler coming into the nostrils, and a little warmer on the exhalation, having been warmed by its journey through the body. Just noticing what you notice and resting in this quality of awareness. Traveling Through the Dark by William Stafford. Traveling through the dark, I found a deer dead on the edge of the Wilson River Road. It is usually best to roll them into the canyon. That road is narrow. To swerve might make more dead. By glow of the taillight, I stumbled back of the car and stood by the heap, a doe, a recent killing. She had stiffened already, almost cold. I dragged her off. She was large in the belly. My fingers touching her side brought me the reason. Her side was warm. Her fawn lay there waiting, alive, still, never to be born. Beside that mountain road, I hesitated. The car aimed ahead its lowered parking lights. Under the hood purred the steady engine. I stood in the glare of the warm exhaust turning red. Around our group, I could hear the wilderness listen. I thought hard for us all, my only swerving, then pushed her over the edge into the river.